It is Friday the 13th, and you're listening to Conservative Reality Check. I'm Amy Riccardi. I'm super excited to be here. And hey, it's Friday, so it's a good day, right? It's always a good day. For those of you guys who are following the crazy that's going on, it's getting ready to get unleashed. There's just so much that I really want to focus today's episode on the things that you can do as a patriot right now. I think that's really important. And honestly, there's just so much going on. It's hard to distill all the information, which is why I started the podcast. So a couple of things really quickly that I want to share with you. You know, our friends at, on the liberal side of the fence have this way of giving us premonitions into what they're getting ready to do right now, right? So, you know, Nancy Pelosi, there was a day not too long, a month or so ago, where she's talking about the 25th Amendment and how to remove the president. And then she goes on to clarify that, we're not really talking about Trump. We're talking about if a president has a stroke. And, you know, if you don't know this, Biden's had two. So basically it's this whole concept of, you know, they want to use this to get him out of office. And literally you can see with the cabinet appointments and the absolutely radical people that are getting put into cabinet appointed in the roster for their cabinet appointments that they're seriously looking at some pretty radical folks. I think that Joe Biden has kind of an old school Democrat approach on some of this stuff. And I think he thinks that he's going to be able to have a say in these things. The reality of it is they'll take him out, one way or the other out of that position, and Kamala Harris will be in. And then like the gloves are off at that point in time. Literally the language yesterday and today has been all about, we're not here for unity. We're not here for concessions. We're not here to work across the aisle anymore. That's not in play anymore for them. So if they wind up somehow, pulling this election out, I think we all have to understand that this is not about reconciliation. This is not about working together and unifying this country. The only people that are looking to unify are the hardened far left. They're not even looking to unite the full Democrat Party together. And they're sure as hell not looking to unify us. No way. Not even on the table. Not even on the table. Another really great example of this, a woman who I used to love watching her reporting back in the Iraq war days, Christiane Amanpour on CNN. I just saw her, I saw an email. I'll link it in the show notes below so you can take a look for yourself. But Dinesh D'Souza shared a clip from CNN where Christiane Amanpour is talking about the Trump administration and likening them to Nazi Germany when the book burning was happening and all that kind of stuff, which again is just a premonition for things that are getting ready to come. Like, they're telling us exactly what they're going to do. They're spinning the message so that it makes Trump sound like he's the bad guy. But really what it is they are telling us exactly what they're going to do in this next administration. So what we're going to start seeing is even more censorship of documents and information and continued ratcheting down on social media and whatnot. So this is going to happen. They're telling us it's going to happen. Our left liberal friends are completely oblivious to this because they don't get their news or information from anything other than mainstream media, which has all of this on lockdown. So, folks, I mean, I don't know how much more obvious it has to be to anybody, but it's obvious. It's very obvious. Okay, so what do we do about this, right? How do we get involved? What do we do? I'm going to read off, I got an email yesterday. I take that back. I got an email this morning about some things that are coming up here in the next couple days, in the next couple weeks, and you should just be aware. So if you guys haven't listened to any of the other shows before, I'll tell you that I live outside of Washington, D.C. in the suburbs. So there's a lot going on here. You guys have heard probably this weekend on Saturday, there's two big rallies in DC, Trump rallies in DC. One is a rally and march on Saturday. So that'll be November 14th at noon. That's going to start at Freedom Plaza in DC and then march to the Supreme Court. Okay. So that's one of them. That's the Stop the Steal March. So the Stop the Steal March is meeting at Freedom Plaza in DC at noon. And then they're walking down to the Supreme Court. The second one, which has also been really well publicized all over the internet too, is the Million MAGA March. That's meeting at the Washington Monument and then walking down to the Supreme Court. If you are not familiar with Washington, DC at all, please know that that is a, over a mile, actually probably like 2 mile walk, almost a 2 mile walk down to the Supreme Court. So it is not right down the street. The pictures always look like it's a super short jaunt between the Washington Monument and the Capitol building. But back in the day, I did the Avon Breast Cancer 3-day walk, and we did the mall walk from the Washington Monument around to the White House and back, and that was 3.5 miles. So this is a little bit over half of that. So just be prepared for that. So I'm super excited. I know a lot of people will be there. I think you need to also understand too that that there are going to be protesters there too. And you're in the middle of DC, which voted 95% Biden, 5% Trump. So you're going to be in a place that is known for protesting. They know how to do it well. And the locals are not, obviously not pro-Trump. And so you've got to be prepared for things. So don't come loaded down with all your shenanigans and stuff. Keep it light, keep it loose. You know, I always say a small backpack's always the best way to go because it keeps your hands free to do what you need to do. You make sure it's secure and have fun, have a great time. I have a lot of my Trump stuff over here hanging on in my office. So I'm like, yeah, I think I'll dig some of that out and we'll probably be there. So there's those this weekend to participate in. There are also a lot all over the country popping up in various places. So if you don't live here, can't get here this weekend, I totally understand, but participate in local ones too, because it makes a difference. It really does. All right. Number two, the Legal Defense Fund for the American Republic. So Sidney Powell, I've talked about her this week. She's a rock star. She is General Michael Flynn's attorney, probably one of the most brilliant legal minds in this country. She's fantastic. They have started a legal defense fund. So I will, in the show notes below, put the link, but it's LDFFTAR.org. is the group, LDFFTAR.org. So Legal Defense Fund for the American Republic, in an acronym, .org is how that works. All right, so that's the Legal Defense Fund. If you can contribute to that, that would be great. Another place where you can contribute very safely, and by the way, I vet all of these to make sure they're legit. So I'm not just telling you, hey, go toss money into some funky, you know, scenario. These are all legit. And I got this list from one of our local GOP leaders as well. So that's a good thing. All right. Another place you can donate, okay, Georgia race. Let's talk Georgia race really quickly. So a lot of you are probably sitting here going, why the hell is Georgia dealing with this? And how do they have two senators up for election at the same time? And why are they in a runoff? Okay, so here's the short version. One of Georgia's senators was up for re-election and the other one moved into either a government position or retired. I can't remember which, but they left office. So that position had to be filled, which is why they've got both senators from Georgia up for re-election. Georgia has some of the craziest election laws. You've probably heard about some of them, but in order for you to actually win as a candidate, you have to get 50% or more of the vote. And as of right now, none of the candidates, because there were several, had 50% of the vote. So they're having to go into a runoff. Okay. To make this all just, and my favorite phrase for 2020, a shit show, is that you can actually move to Georgia, sign up and register to vote and vote in the January the election in January. Yeah, that's Georgia. So if you don't think there's going to be some election law updates by their state legislature, I think that's a given, right? So that's what's going on there. So you're going to see a lot of things in the news. I've seen it this week already, where some really rich people are going to go down and buy property or buy a place or rent a place or wherever they're going to do, claim residency in Georgia and register to vote and vote to try to get the Democrats in office. So we're going to do our patriotic duty. And even if it's $5 or whatever it is you've got that you're welcome, you know, that you're capable of donating, there is our national Republican donation spot online. It's HTTPS for secure. And it's winred.com. So winred.com. You have probably been spammed. If you've donated or even thought about donating, they've captured your cell phone number. They have been spamming your text messages with requests for donations for all of these things. But WinRed is the centralized place for the Republican donations. Okay, so I donated there for the presidential campaign quite a bit this year, and for some of our local politicians as well. So winred.com, that's the next one you want to do. Again, all these will be in the show notes, no worries. All right, so okay, the next one is many of these states are going to need a lot of volunteers to help with counting and doing recounting of votes and being poll watchers and observers. So Georgia's is not happening until January. So if you have time early in January to volunteer, they need volunteers in Georgia to help out. So especially if you're in the Southeast and getting to Georgia is not a big deal for you or not too big of a challenge, that's great. I also know the Republican Party is asking for, and I sent in the show notes yesterday. So episode 4, let me double check my notes here. Am I on episode 4 now or am I on 5? No, I'm on episode 4. I apologize. Episode 3 show notes from yesterday have the email address and the information that you need to email to sign up to be deployed by the GOP wherever they need you to do this kind of work. And you have to be able to donate at least 3 days of time, if not longer, and the GOP will pay for your airfare, your hotel, your meals, and your airport transfers. So if you're interested in signing up, grab the show notes in the show notes, from episode 3, which would have been November 12th. And you can certainly get in there on that if you have the time. They need people now in certain states, so like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, maybe I think as well, they're doing this stuff. So be sure to participate in that. If you're interested, so you can sign up there. All right, a couple of last things. Lou Dobbs from Fox Business, by the way, he and Maria Bartiromo, love them, and they're true patriots. And they've been, you know, along with Tucker and Hannity and Laura Ingraham, they've all been kind of real patriots throughout all of this. Lou Dobbs earlier this week mentioned some interesting data and statistics about last week's elections. And so there's a website called everylegalvote.com. Everylegalvote.com. Again, in show notes, that you can go to and if you just want to get into the data of this stuff, because some of you guys are really into data and number crunching. So that's awesome. I like looking at the data reports. I'm not so much into the crunching of the numbers, but I like data. I like reading the reports and making some conclusions from that. So that's cool. And I'm sorry to you guys. I don't know if you saw on my page on MeWe, but last night we had a happy hour with our Republican Women's Club here in Northern Virginia. And I had a few mojitos and I'm so thirsty today. It's like, oh, anyway, it was so much fun. It was such a great time, but Yeah, it's crazy. And actually, you know, I'm going to say this too. I'm going to give some serious props out to our Loudoun County Republican Women's Club. We have an amazing group of women in this organization. We started off in March. We didn't start the organization in March. It has been going on for years. But in March, we had about 33 women that joined our group. And as of like today or yesterday, we have like 215 or so, 220 paid members, like paid women members, and then another like 15 to 75 associate members of our club. People are looking to get involved. People are looking for like-minded people to hang out with right now. And I highly, highly recommend that you do that. Find your local GOP club. Every county and every state has them. I'm not going to say every county, but almost every county, every big county, every state for sure, has a GOP organization. They have a calendar up on their website that should have plenty of events and things for you to go to. Get sign up for their newsletters, get plugged into their events, go and participate, spend some time with some like-minded people from lots of different varied backgrounds. It's so worth it. And I'll tell you, it is, these women in our group are phenomenal and they are super active. And they come from such a wide range of very, very diverse backgrounds and experiences and whatnot. It's just so much fun to get to know them. So I highly encourage you to find your tribe and really engage and like get in and get engaged. And if you can't, go on Facebook, find some people that live in your area that are like friends of friends that are posting stuff subtly in places. Private message them and ask them, hey, do you guys want to get together, you know, every other week right now and just like get together for coffee or tea or happy hours or meals or whatever it is, just to have some people in your world. It has been, honestly, for me, the truest blessing of all of the COVID crazy and this election crazy is having this group of women and then subsequently, you know, their husbands and whatnot to hang out with. I think it's just been really great. It's been really great. And I really appreciate it. And I'm saying this as a pure introvert. So it's just been really nice to have a group of people that are like-minded. So it's always good. All right. So there's a couple of other links on here. I haven't had a chance to check them out. So I'm not going to even put them in show notes yet. I might do it in the future. I want to make sure I vet this stuff and make sure it's legit, but a couple of other thought leaders and people that are doing some cool stuff. So, great information in here. If you feel so compelled, it'd be really awesome if you would share this. I'm trying to get the word out. This group on MeWe, which is Conservative Reality Check on MeWe. It's also, the videos are also on Rumble. So if you go to rumble.com and type in Conservative Reality Check, you go on MeWe, Conservative Reality Check. You can grab me and MeWe as well, which is Amy Riccardi with two C's. And I would love to hear from you. And in either place, in Rumble or MeWe, you can, number one, you can share the video. You can send it to friends. I'll be honest with you. I'm sending links to my friends who haven't made the jump over to either one of those platforms. By the way, I'm in Parler as well, just as me. So Amy Riccardi. So definitely feel free to come in there. That'd be great. But what I'm really trying to do is spread the word. So if you, but I don't want to get these videos banned, by the way, even though they're not on YouTube, they're on Rumble. Do me a favor and share the Rumble link or the MeWe link only. Those will not get banned. If you want to send it to friends in Facebook Messenger or whatever, that's awesome. If you want to post them in private groups in Facebook, I think that'll be okay too. I don't think there's going to be a whole bunch of censoring of that, but there could be, I don't really know. So I am talking about the elections and the fact that we are really, not there yet as far as election goes. Now with the calling of elections, let me see if I can pull my a photo up from yesterday. If I have it in here, did I put it in here? I did not. Ooh, I should have. I do have, by the way, and I did post this up on my MeWe personal page. So you have to check this out. There's this really awesome guy whose last name is Branko, and he's a what I'm gonna call a political cartoonist. Let me see if I can Can we do this? Can you even see this up on the screen? Let me see if I can get it really close. Kind of, sort of. Oh, there we go. You got it. Fox News. It's Cavuto and Wallace in the swamp. And you've got Tucker and Hannity and Ingram trying to pull him out. It's pretty, isn't that hysterical? This guy's awesome. He has tons of really great, cartoons popping up. So it's awesome. So you got to love it. You guys, stay positive. There's a lot of crazy going on right now. President Trump's going to win. He is going to win. I'm going to put up the map. The actual electoral votes right now has Trump at 232, and Biden at 227. And that's based on the state called elections that have already happened, not the ones that are either in legal contest or in recount. Okay. If you just take out those states that are being contested, look at everything else. President Trump is ahead right now with 232 electoral votes. That's the reality of where we're at. That's awesome. All right. That is awesome. So let the court system work its magic. Trump's caught, I think, a laundry list of bombshells are going to be coming out between now and Inauguration Day, which at the very minimum, we'll just sit back and eat our popcorn and watch and laugh our asses off. But you guys stay positive. It's all going to work out. God has this under control. We are in a good place, even though it feels really chaotic. Keep your faith. Love your neighbors. Love your family. Take some downtime this weekend. Get unplugged. Come participate in a rally or a local one. Get connected with some friends and get together. But enjoy life. It's all going to be good. It's all going to work out. Let the Democrats do their shenanigans, because they're all getting ready to get busted. And it's going to be very fun to watch. All right. Peace out, you guys. Have a great evening. And there'll probably be another one tomorrow. Thanks. Oh,